Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This is Liron Hirschkorn, your host of the podcast. Wanted to come on today, do a little bit of a different episode here. It is about 1:30 p.m. Eastern in New York. Supposed to be leaving the house right now to travel to New Jersey to see my parents for the holiday and eat some turkey. But felt like I wanted to come on here and talk to you first on Thanksgiving, and you know, reflect a little bit both on the ups and downs of 2020, and maybe there's some things that would be helpful for you also to kind of take away from this. But you know, the first thing I want to say is I'm super grateful to you for, you know, just listening to this podcast. You know, the you know, I've gotten feedback from people that that listen, that enjoy the podcast. It's one of the things that gives me the greatest joy, in knowing that you know, I can make a positive impact in somebody else's life, in their business. So that's really meaningful to me. I wanted to come on and say thank you. I'm grateful to you, but also kind of step back a little bit and just talk about 2020 as a year, you know, in general. It's been, I would say, you know, it wouldn't be an understatement to say it's been a crazy year. And, you know, I think for you, if it's been both, you know, and at least for me, it's been a year filled with like some, you know, initial up starting at the beginning of 2020 to some downs when COVID hit, to back up, you know, after that, went through some really challenging times. At some points throughout the year, I had a, you know, haven't really spoken about this, but, you know, I had a business partner early in the year that, you know, was a great guy, but turned out to be not the right business partner for me, as it happens sometimes in business. It almost saw no way out to be able to unwind that relationship, and, you know, was able to do that. And kind of push through with having really, really good support of some amazing people in my life, some friends, some family, some advisors. And, you know, things in the beginning of 2020 looked great and really promising. And then when COVID hit, you know, there was a lot of unknowns, and I had this business partnership that, you know, I needed to kind of unwind. And didn't really see a way out, and it could have been very difficult. It could have ended up in court. And somehow through, you know, through the power of some grace, blessings, you know, I was able to push through and actually come out a lot stronger on the other side. And, you know, I think for me, the lesson in 2020 has really been, or just a lesson in life and entrepreneurship, is that sometimes the thing that you are experiencing that at that moment seems like the worst thing, when you step back and you look, you zoom out and you step back and you can reflect on it 6 months later or 12 months later, you can actually see very clearly that it was actually the best thing that ever happened to you. And I've had so many examples of that in the last year or so, of something that at the time seemed like a challenge. And then overcoming that challenge, you kind of like level up. It's like you're playing Mario, and you have the big, you know, fire breathing dragon at the end of the level. And obviously nobody wants to face the fire breathing dragon, but once you play that round over and over again, you finally beat the dragon. Now you're on a new level, and you know, you've kind of leveled up everything in your life. And almost that seemed to be kind of some of the experiences that I've had this year, of like facing a challenge, finding a way to fight through, overcome it, and suddenly you're in a new level where everything is a little bit better, and you're one step closer to achieving, you know, the final goal, right, of beating the entire Mario game, right, which is sometimes kind of seems to be like sometimes what's happening to us in, you know, in life. And so, you know, I think if you've, you know, experienced that yourself this year, you know, you should know that there's, and I know that if I've experienced this, then there are, you know, probably many other people that have experienced the same thing. And I actually can look back and say, I'm super grateful for all the challenges. And, you know, and some things that have really helped me this year have been, you know, the power of gratitude, which is, you know, it's kind of cliche to even talk about because everyone talks about the power of gratitude. But there's this element to saying, you know, something sucks right now, but I'm still alive. But I learned a lesson from this. But I have my family, but I have my health, but I, you know, but whatever it is that you have in your life, to step back and be grateful for it, I think just has this, you know, it's super powerful. You know, another sort of tool that I use this year when I've had challenges, you know, is just having the mindset that this too shall pass. You know, and I think still obviously in 2020 right now where we are with COVID and, you know, just changing life in unbelievable ways that a year ago, none of us could have even predicted as this was just starting. I look back November of 2019, I was in China. I mean, that seems like a totally different world. You know, I was traveling a lot, even throughout the first few months of this year, and then all that came to a halt. And obviously COVID came in and changed the way we all live. But, you know, if you step back sometimes out of this stuff and just say like, this too shall pass, like this will go away, this is only a small blip, part of my entire kind of journey here, I think that's really really powerful. And taking the mindset that life is kind of happening for you, not to you or not against you, it also for me was a reminder this year of going through certain challenges, business, personally, just whatever they are, these challenges that come up in your life, kind of know that it's just part of the process, and that the more opportunity you want to achieve, the more success you want to achieve, the more challenges you're going to face, the more, you know, the more of the Mario levels that you need to play and to continue to level up. And it's kind of like, I think what we all signed up for when we signed up for this game or, you know, adventure of what entrepreneurship, all of it is. And I wouldn't, you know, looking back at this past year, I wouldn't replace any of these experiences looking back at them. But, you know, being in the middle of a challenge, I for sure would have wanted to get that out of my life at that moment right away. But actually knowing that I'm much stronger for overcoming challenge, and having that experience to look back and say, wow, that was really meant to happen. Because, you know, when I stitched the pieces together of how this led to this and then how that led to that, I can see that actually it was all meant to be. And so, you know, I can sit back here and reflect to 2020 and actually I could be super grateful for all the experiences, all the challenges, every single step of the way, knowing that it was just meant to be, and that going through those experiences was, you know, something that was meant to happen, and actually the best thing for me, because I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be in a better place, you know, today, November of 2020, if I had not gone through those experiences and challenges. And, you know, I feel like that just hearing this message from somebody else, I feel like people don't talk enough about the challenges. It's very easy for me to come on the podcast and talk about, like, you know, all the amazing things and, you know, people crushing it and all the success and, you know, but, you know, every entrepreneur I talk to, you know, has gone through so many ups and downs in business, and that's the reality. And then when you finally maybe achieve a certain level of success, it's easy to just look at that and say, you know, just focus on that. But I think it's really all the failures that are leading up to, you know, to the success that you either are having in business or that you know will have in business. So, you know, I think it's just today's kind of a important day to reflect on that. I think to be grateful for what we do have in our life. And, you know, I'm I look at 2020 and I'm actually grateful for 2020. You know, last year I traveled over 150 plus days, and you know, COVID made me stay home this year. And I got to spend more time with my family. My wife was working out of an office, you know, prior to COVID, and she's been working from home this whole year, and we've gotten to spend, you know, a lot more time together. My daughter was home for 5-6 months, you know, at the end of the school year, you know, until the summer. And that was a lot of time that we got to spend together at home. And, you know, I look back and just say there were definitely a lot of terrible things that have happened in the world, but I'm actually grateful that the year turned out the way it is. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the next year. I'm super grateful for you listening to this podcast, super grateful to be alive. I'm super grateful to be in business. You know, despite the ups and downs and the challenges that sort of exist in any business, I feel like we're super blessed to be in e-commerce. You know, those of us that are selling on Amazon or kind of are involved in that world, you know, I think this is one of the most exciting times to be alive and to be in business. I think we're opening up a new golden era of opportunity that's, you know, that's going to be here for the next 5 to 10 years. And as e-commerce just continues to grow and grow, COVID accelerated all that. And, you know, I'd much rather work 80, 90 hours a week for building something that I can be super excited about, as opposed to, you know, working for somebody else, even without the stress, even without, you know, even with the challenges, because just so much more exciting to build something that you're working on for yourself, for me, than, you know, than to say, okay, I'll give up all the stress and the challenges to work for somebody else. And it's not really about the money. It's more about the feeling and the joy you get of, you know, building something or building a business. A lot of rambling, you know, on today's podcast. But, you know, I just wanted to say, if you've experienced challenges this year, know that a lot of other people have experienced challenges. But hopefully you can look back with the perspective that every single challenge made you stronger, every single lesson made you better. And that, you know, the way you get better in business, I think, is just by learning tough lessons along the way, and then being open to learning from other people. Realizing that at the end of the day, you don't know anything, and you have an open mind to learn from others. Super grateful that right around this time of, you know, April, May time is actually when I launched this podcast. And, you know, super grateful that you've been listening, and I've been able to connect with so many of you who have been listening. And I think we're set for, you know, an amazing next year, next few years in this space. So just wanted to come on here, talk a little bit about 2020, reflect, and say thank you to you for listening, for the feedback, for the comments. And, you know, I feel like entrepreneurs are the ones that continue to innovate and are the real difference makers in the world, not the politicians, not, you know, a lot of the people that are just talking. But, you know, entrepreneurs have to do things and make real change and innovate in order to survive and thrive. And so love being part of this community. Thank you so much. I wish you an amazing, you know, if you're in the US and celebrating Thanksgiving, a super successful Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. And, you know, take advantage of this next month of maximizing the growth of your business, raising your prices, maximizing profits, and making your business positioning your business for a lot of growth and success in 2021. And I will see you on the next episode of the E-Commerce Mindset Podcast.